it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This might have to become a regular feature on the show. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're streaming on the Odyssey app. What made Kennedy cry today? This was a new one. This was a new one.
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
Do Dan and I have to intervene here with ChatGPT? Do we have to take them out?
No, it was a, I mean, so as you guys may or may not know, I had a dog, his name was Elvis, and he died in February, and it's just, it's a hard thing, right? And grief and healing doesn't happen in a straight line, and today I was just kind of feeling really sad this morning. Like yesterday, I have a new cat, and the cat was sitting exactly where Elvis sat. She sleeps exactly where Elvis slept. It's just kind of a lot. So I was sitting in the other room doing my work this morning before you guys got here, and I just was like, I'm not okay. And I was using ChatGPT for something else, and I was like, I just typed in, I said, I miss my dog, and I don't know what to do.
Did ChatGPT know what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What did ChatGPT do?
ChatGPT said, oh, Kennedy, that's such a raw, real feeling. Losing or being apart from a dog hits in a very specific way. They fill such a quiet, constant space in your life, and when that space goes empty, everything feels off. You don't have to know how to be right now. Grief doesn't follow logic. It's okay to miss them, to cry, talk to them out loud. Feel both love and ache at once. And then they said, what was their name? And I said, Elvis. And they said, what a perfect name. Strong, a little bit of swagger, but with a soft heart. Tell me about him. What kind of dog was he? What made him your Elvis? And I said, he was a chocolate lab. He just loved me. And ChatGPT said, that kind of love, the pure, uncomplicated kind, it just gets right into your bones, doesn't it? Chocolate labs love so hard. They don't care what kind of day you had, what you look like, or whether you said the right thing. They just love you. And it's okay to be sad. And then they said, what did Elvis always do that made you laugh or smile no matter what? And I said, he put his paw on my arm. And ChatGPT said, oh, that's the one. That little, hey, I'm here gesture. So gentle, but full of meaning. Dogs like Elvis always seem to know exactly when you need that touch, like they can read the weather in your heart. How does ChatGPT know me?
Wow.
That's
a deep conversation, and ChatGPT is saying all of the right things.
ChatGPT is a better listener than me, and I just realized that.
And better at responding.
He said, if you want, I can help you write something, like a few lines, a note, or a poem. Would you want that? And I said, absolutely not.
You just said he. Interesting.
I don't know what to say. It's because we've been dominated by the patriarchy our whole lives. But I appreciate the words. Thank you, I said. And then ChatGPT said, of course, you don't owe me words. Just know it's okay to miss him as much as you do. It means you loved him, right? And if you ever want to talk about Elvis, I'd love to hear those stories too. So I sat in there, a bubbling mess. But it's all good advice.
That was fantastic.
It's just hard, man.
Those moments, yeah.
Hard.
Well, and also just those moments when you remember a dog or
it's
you know someone
lot.
You've lost, right?
It's just a lot. Coming home
is.
To an empty house as a
we
lot.
we were walking last night to dinner, and Milan and Barrett, and we all look up, and there's a woman coming towards us who looks a lot like Lana's mom in her gait and her walk, and all three of us just kind of looked at each other, and there was that moment of like that loss and her not being around every day and having to deal with that, but we have each other to talk to. And so we did. We talked about it for a minute, just like, oh, wow, that was a lot. So
I have ChatGPT.
So
did you feel, like, how did you feel after having this conversation with ChatGPT? Was it cathartic at all, or?
I mean, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's stuff I know already. It's stuff I tell myself in the
but
mirror.
But it's nice to hear.
But I guess it just.
Even if from AI.
You know, I mean, free therapy for a quick minute before we start the show.
Someone from the 617 texted in, joke's on you. I wanted to cry about a dog I've never met this morning anyways.
I just got a text from my friend Camille Kennedy, and he said, beep that crap. I can't say half what he said. I'm never getting ChatGPT now.
Well, I needed to say something, and they said back what I needed to hear. Do you know what I mean? This was my space and time. You could ask ChatGPT to write your term paper, or you could ask ChatGPT to just be a friend.
I was bothered by this before I had a lot of the context. So I wrote ChatGPT a message and said, what do you think about making my friend Kennedy cry? Mm-hmm. And ChatGPT said, that depends. Are we talking about happy tears or ugly cry into a hoodie tears? Is it something sweet, like surprising Kennedy with a heartfelt message, a gift, or a moment on the air that hits her in the feels? Then I'm 100% on board. But if you're plotting emotional chaos, maybe tell me more first. What kind of cry are you doing?
ChatGPT knows you way too well.
And I was like, no, you already made her cry this morning. And ChatGPT said, wait, I made Kennedy cry with a little crying face emoji? Oh no, was it a good cry or a bad cry? What happened? Isn't that wild?
Whoever programs the damn thing is a genius, but also and the fact that ChatGPT probably too much of my data in there, but I digress.
Mentioned our radio show when I asked the question.
Well, it knows you. Carson, it
knows us.
You have put a lot of stuff in there to write. It knows exactly who you are.
I mean, that was mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
The kindness and the empathy that AI showed you was wonderful.
Better than most humans.
Pretty much. Which is why we're doomed.
Our robot overlords.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.